It feels like it's been a while since Facebook advertising was actually affordable. The busier it got, the more competitive it got. But something changed recently, and it's a good thing too. This is Clickstarter, the Australian Digital Marketing Podcast. I'm Dante St. James. Marketers around the world have been howling over the loss of most interest-based targets in Facebook ads for over the last 18 months or so. Apple's war on data tracking and advertising has made Facebook and Instagram ads way harder for many advertisers. But this isn't the story for all advertisers. It would appear that a lot of advertisers have simply up and left the platform. According to Perpetual Traffic in their recent podcast episode 410, there's been a major departure of certain segments of advertisers from the platforms. These are generally those advertisers who have razor-thin margins and need highly efficient campaigns to attract conversions without a lot of the higher funnel activities such as awareness or consideration. We're talking about dropshippers and high-volume, low-value retail goods. You may have noticed a drop in ads from skincare and makeup and fashion brands lately. That's no accident. They all relied heavily on tracking abandoned carts at their websites to retarget, along with very specific interests to narrow down their perfect audiences. With those choices removed, though, these advertisers have had to try to use full funnel techniques involving awareness and consideration and conversion stages, rather than just skipping to the end and using wasteful conversions ads on audiences that had never seen the product before or had no familiarity with the brand selling it. And that's left a massive gap. While the inflation of 2022 has also been present on advertising platforms like Google and Facebook, I've noticed that Facebook ads have a cost per thousand in the awareness ads at least, and the cost per click in those consideration and conversion ads that have remained quite stable this year. They haven't gone up with inflation, particularly once those impacts of the Ukraine invasion and Chinese COVID lockdowns started to make themselves known to the world economy. So who now can take advantage of that gap that's been left? Bricks and mortar businesses, they can get great local awareness right now due to the drop in online retailers using Facebook ads, recent layoffs at Shopify, and the related closure of thousands of small dropshipping and fast-moving consumer goods online retail websites have left a gaping hole in the armor of online advertising. This is also reflected in Meta's recent poor showing in profits and stock price. So what should a legitimate physical business do? Well, use this opportunity to get cheaper awareness and reach type ads running that reintroduces you to your local audiences. You'll get more reach and awareness for less, definitely far less than any radio, TV, or print medium will give you, and still way less than Google, TikTok, or LinkedIn ads. And I almost forgot to mention that Facebook is actually adding more inventory to its apps. There'll now be two feeds for you to view, one for discovery and one for the people who you already know and follow. Secondly, if you can't already, you'll actually be able to boost Reels shortly. And the impending return of messaging to the main Facebook app means there's going to be additional placements for ads in there too. So apart from bricks and mortar businesses, who else can benefit? Well, there's room here for anyone running that kind of high-value, low-volume business who wants to get in front of more people with attention-based and consideration-driven ad types. I'm talking about coaches, therapists, agencies, anyone who makes a lot from one sale but needs to get in front of many people to get that one sale. I'm currently running a campaign myself to generate demand for corporate training and government upskilling on digital platforms. And just in the first month where I spent $300, it generated $5,000 worth of booking. That's a 16.6 times return on investment. The opportunity is there, and it's better than it has been since 2017, just before every other coach and consultant flooded the platform to take advantage of these low CPMs and low cost per clicks. So the bottom line is online retail is expected to bounce back in early 2023 when all these global logistics issues are expected to have cleared. Western economies will start rebounding from this whole price inflation thing we're going through now, and we start to spend more on those personal items, makeup, skincare, and all those low-value physical items online. So the window is very, very short to take advantage of this whole new situation where you can get a lot more reach. So what are you waiting for? That's it for this week. If you want to learn more, hit up the free guides at clickstarter.com.au. For now, though, it's time to get back to work to help your business to get known, get found, and stay known.